Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast-forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl and a fowl of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hey guys, my name is Monica Rawal and you're watching No Rating Movie Review with HD City. And today I'm going to talk about the comedy film Coolie No. 1 that's now streaming on Amazon Prime Videos. Well, just like me, if you also thought that the best is saved for the last, all I can say is do not pin too much hopes on Coolie No. 1. Yes, it is old wine in new bottle with Varun Dhawan and Sara Ali Khan adding their own tadka, but it doesn't taste anything like the original. A remake of 1995 Govinda and Karishma Kapoor starrer by the same name, Coolie No. 1 is directed by David Dhawan, who also directed the original. Not to say that the original was a cult in any way, but for that era, it kind of worked with Govinda's effortless comic timing and wit. Switch to 2020, I'm sorry, but such blatant frame-to-frame remakes will not work. It's way too over-the-top for today's audiences, and there is no moment in the film that didn't make me say, why am I even watching this? I said this after watching Judwa 2, and I'm saying it again. Not everything can be recycled. Even the music that has been remixed, it would have been best left untouched. Why do we need to ruin everything just so that this generation can watch it? As we know from the original film, Coolie No. 1 is about this enraged marriage agent, Jai Kishan, played by Javed Jafri, who wants to teach a rich father, Jeffrey Rosario, played by Paresh Rawal, a lesson by marrying his daughter to a coolie. And all this rich man wants is even richer husbands for his two daughters. So when he meets Raju, a Kakuvar Raj Pratap Singh, played by Varun Dhawan, he instantly agrees to marry his daughter, Sara, played by Sara Ali Khan, to him. And later he gets desperate to marry his other daughter, Anju, played by Shikha Talsania, to Kuvar's twin Raju. All this mess has been weaved into a comic tale that goes on to torture us for good 2 hours. Honestly, it's only and only Varun Dhawan's comic timing that's slightly watchable in the film. I mean, he at least tries to be funny with his expressions, body language and dialogues. And especially when he mimics Mithun Chakraborty playing the twin Raju, he's quite hilarious. A bit over the top for sure, but it kind of suits him. Though after films like Badlapur, October, Sui Dhaga, Kalank, you don't want to see him do such dim-witted comedies. Talk of the woman, and Sara Ali Khan and Shikha Talsania have been reduced to mere props in the film, who would do anything without asking anything. Yes, they are that silly and dumb. It's disappointing to see Sara try so hard to match Karishma Kapoor's innocence and expressions, but she comes nowhere close. Even her ultra-glam wardrobe couldn't add any brownie points to her on-screen acting. All we see of her is dancing and smiling on-screen. Varun Dhawan's best friend Deepak, played by Sahil Vaid, is also quite a misfit for the character, I felt. As a sidekick, he's too boring on-screen. However, Paresh Rawal and Rajpal Yadav still do a decent job. Though it is impossible to recreate the magic of Kader Khan and Shakti Kapoor as a rock-solid team from the original, Paresh in particular shows consistency in his style and dialogue delivery and triggers some laughs. But his Heaven on the Docks man, Whiskey on the Rocks man gets a tad too much to handle after a point. While the story premise is pretty much the same, in a bid to add some new twists and turns, many scenes have been given special effects that look extremely tacky, that you feel bad for the poor VFX team. It's saddening to see that Senior Dhawan hasn't even tried to make the film relevant for today's times. And don't even get started with the music and songs in the film. the two original tracks that have been remixed, Tujhko Mirchi Lagi To Main Kya Karu and Husn Hai Suhana, look like some circus or some performance in a carnival. You miss that old world charm that these songs had back in the 90s. Even for the fresh songs in the film, what's with the choreography? I mean, it's not 90s and such moves look nothing but funny, insane and tacky. While Rumi Jafri's screenplay has no head and tail, that's pretty evident from highly misplaced songs and abrupt action sequences that come in out of the blue. It is Farhad Samji's utterly ridiculous and mindless dialogues that are a put off. If anything good, it's perhaps the fact that Cooley number 1 doesn't have anything vulgar. No cuss words, no double meaning jokes. So it can be well enjoyed with your family. To conclude, Cooley number 1 is brainless, unfunny, annoying and dumb. Varun Dhawan fans, I know, would still love it. So if you have nothing better to do this weekend, watch it on Prime Videos. But do not put any logic into it. This is me signing off for now. See you soon with a fresh review. Till then, stay safe.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.